Pravityam cha nitravam cha
Pravityam cha nitravam cha
Jana vadura astura
Jana vadura astura
Na shucham napi chap charo
Na shucham napi chap charo
Na satyam te huvadayate
Na satyam te huvadayate Pravityam cha nitravam cha
Vitram cha nya vitram cha
Jnana na vidura ashra ashra
Jnana na vidura ashra
Na so cham na picha charo
Na so cham na picha charo
Na satyam te suvidyate
Na satyam te suvidyate
Vitram cha
nya vitram cha Jana na vajura asura Na sucham na pichacharo Na satyam te suvidyate Do we go to each one of the word meanings?
Usually like you have word for word if you want.
Pravityam
Pravityam
Acting properly
Acting properly
Cha also
Cha also
Nirvityam
Nirvityam
Not acting improperly.
Not acting improperly.
Cha and.
Cha and.
It's funny that in Sanskrit one word can have so many different meanings.
Yeah.
Gyanaha.
Gyanaha.
Persons.
Persons.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Vadu who.
Vadu. Vadu who.
No.
No.
Asuraha
Asura
of demoniac quality.
Of demoniac quality.
Na
Na
Never.
Never.
Sucham.
Socham.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Na
Na
Nor.
Nor.
Api.
Api.
Also.
Also.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Acharaha.
Acharaha.
Behavior.
Behavior.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Satyam.
Satyam.
Truth.
Truth.
Teshu.
Teshu.
In them.
In them.
Vidayate.
Vidayate.
There is.
There is.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You want me to read the translation again? Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In every civilized human society, there is some set of scriptural rules and regulations which is followed from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt the Vedic civilization and who are known as the most advanced civilized people. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even some of them know they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are willing to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions. The demons are not clean externally or internally. One should always be careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, shaving, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy names of God and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
The demons neither like, follow all these rules are external and internal cleanliness. As for behavior, there are many rules and regulations guiding human behavior, such as the Manu Samhita, which is the law of the human race. Even up today, those who are Hindu follow the Manu Samhita. Laws of inheritance and other legacies are derived from this book. Now in the Manu Samhita, it is clearly stated that a woman should not be given freedom. That does not mean that women are kept as slaves, but they are like children. Children are not given freedom, but that does not mean that they are kept as slaves. Demons have now neglected such injunctions, and they think that women should be given as much freedom as men. However, this has improved the social condition of the world. Actually, a woman should be given protection at every stage of life. She should be given protection by the father in her younger days, by the husband in her youth, and by the growing up sons in her old age. This is proper social behavior according to Manu Samhita. But modern education has artificially devised a puffed up concept of womanly life, pardon me. And therefore marriage is practically now an imagination in human society. Nor is the moral condition of woman very good now. The demons therefore do not accept any instruction which is good for society, and because they do not follow the experience of great sages and the rules and regulations laid down by the sages, the social condition of the demoniac people is very miserable. Just read the translation one more time again. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Vedic culture is based upon four pillars, or they say four heads. First head is Dharma, which is religion, based upon religious principle. The next thing is text that we study, read, do these things like this. Next we have morals from understanding the text of Vedic literature. The next aspect of it is technology. That it's actually you could see that Srila Prabhupada used the technology of the time in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And science, this is a science, and also this, all of the sciences. And actually, for example, the science of language is based upon Sanskrit, and it's based upon what came from the Aryan culture. So you can see this in all of the ways, in different ways that people speak all of the different languages throughout the world. This Vedic knowledge, when it came in here, actually, they say it was actually for only a few personalities because of how the words had to be pronounced. For example, when people saying like Purukshuta, Om Sahastashirsha Purushaha Sahastra Sahastapad Sabhumin Vishvato Vrittat Atishtatata Shangulam Purusha Eveve Dadam Sarvam Yat Bhuvatayam Yaksha Bhavayam Amrita Seshana Yeshano Yadane Natirohapi. So actually, in the chanting of these Vedic mantras like this, there's a whole process that one has to come into with how they breathe, how the prana is situated inside of their body, what the mind is centered on, what the words, what the meaning of the words mean, how the posture is. So some may learn from a CD, some people may learn things from reading, but actually tatpratani parapatena paripatena seva upadakshini te jnana jnana tashana dakshana. That actually, to understand real knowledge, one has to approach someone who actually knows. And who is someone who actually knows? That's Guru. And who is Guru? Guru is one who everybody understands and accepts as Guru. The spiritual master is a resident, according to Shastra, of the spiritual world. So you say in Vedic literature, any Brahmin can become Guru. That is true. But there's a big difference between Uttama Adhikari, Madhya Adhikari, and a Kanishta Adhikari. But a Kanishta Adhikari may have some understanding about what Krishna consciousness is all about and can be worshiping the deities. Madhya Adhikari would be someone in a level of, you say, for example, Jed Bart, although he passed through so many things within his life, he still never forgot Krishna. So he had a particular mission in the next life to preach Krishna consciousness. And so a devotee of that nature is never in an anxiety because he understands his position is that his position is that he's always with Krishna. And then we have Uttama Adhikari. And also Madhya Adhikari, he has to make some distinction between somebody that's properly situated and someone who's not. Someone who is of a demoniac nature and someone who is of a divine nature. But an Uttama Adhikari ultimately sees everybody as devotees of the Lord. Some devotees of the Lord may be a little bit more misdirected as far as how they engage themselves in their time within their service. But through the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, they can reawaken their love of God. I was watching a film the other day, and it was speaking about George Harrison. And George Harrison was talking about his life in relationship to Krishna consciousness. And a person who was of demoniac nature entered into his home, and at that time he was suffering from cancer and attacked him and his wife. And his wife and his son, when they were speaking, they said, the first thing my father did was, when he saw this person who was a demon, he chanted Hare Krishna. Now, from chanting mantras, especially the Maha Mantra, there are certain benefits. There are benefits psychologically. This is a science. So the first benefit is psychologically. The next benefit scientifically is that the cholesterol level in a person who chants goes down. If they have some heart problems, the heart becomes normal. These are just some of the byproducts. So I'm saying this is a science. This is some of the byproducts. And then a person feels peaceful. Well, when he began to chant, he began to began to feel peaceful. And a person who was acting so demoniacally, he became peaceful. The problem was when George Harrison stopped chanting, then the demoniac person came and he attacked him. But they were able to overcome the situation. But this is, in this age, and in other ages, it's different, because in other ages, the demoniac mentality was outside of the body of that person. It was a separate entity. Unfortunately, as time passes, the demoniac nature enters into the person, just like on a codicil. We don't take grains because we don't want Papa Purush, who is sinful personified, to enter into our bodies. Prabhupada always used to say, never mind what happened in your previous life, which is karma. That's also one of the four heads, activities. But we should be concerned about where we're going. In this case with George Harrison, after this incident, he said that to his wife, he said, do you realize that I could have left my body like this? And then he became very serious about his Krishna consciousness. As a matter of fact, I saw him in the next video. I saw him, he was with Mukunda Goswami. He was a rickshaw in Vrindavan and in Mayapur, and then riding in a boat in Mayapur. You know, when you see the video, the first thing they shoot is that they have the japa bag in his hand and he's chanting Hare Krishna, because he understood at this point that it is very important practice Krishna consciousness. Not just to practice Krishna consciousness in front of everybody, but to be able to practice Krishna consciousness when you're not seen, when the demoniac nature has the strength. When we're with a band of devotees, everybody's chanting Hare Krishna, it's, you know, he's not going to come there and try to do anything. Maya is not going to be there in the form of trying to entice the devotee to engage in sinful activities. But actually Maya is there chanting with the devotees and trying to engage the devotees in service to the Supreme Lord. But only by association of a pure devotee, tatpratani parapratena paripatena seva, can one understand what is right and what is wrong, especially in our society here in the West. Because it is based upon so much materialism. Unfortunately, at this point in time, people of the East have also taken to the philosophy of the West. And the philosophy of the West, without, or any place without Krishna, is actually a useless or a demoniac philosophy. Muktavanya gave a class a couple of weeks ago and I was listening, and people were thinking about doing welfare work and how they were actually helping people from doing welfare work. But he described actually that, well, I heard Srila Prabhupada actually say this also, that real welfare work, and you can see that in Bhagavad Gita here, is engaging people in Krishna service. Krishna consciousness is actually the highest welfare work in the world. And he described that by a person who was going to save someone, they went out in the ocean and or riverbank and went to save someone who had fallen in. But when they went out and they came back with a person's coat. So a society without Krishna consciousness is actually a society like this, which continues this samsara of life and death and returning back to the material world and going through hell, going through all these different processes like this. There's an old saying that misery loves company. It is, you have to be a person of real strength to be someone who's a devotee. You have to be a person of commitment. This is what Dharma is. Dharma is commitment. To be committed to the spiritual master, to meditate upon the pleasure of the spiritual master, and the pleasure of the spiritual master is to serve Krishna, to serve Radha. In actuality, all of us are children of Krishna. Women, it says in the, they should be protected. One class Srila Prabhupada gave, he said that that any 16-year-old boy or 17-year-old boy can go to any place in the world and he doesn't have to worry. But any woman at any age, when she travels from one place to another, there's so many different dangers that she does have to worry about. So this is one of the things why he means protection. It doesn't mean that, like he said in a purport, that a woman should be enslaved. Gopi Janavallava, or Gopi Vallava, means Krishna, who was meditating on the gopis. Krishna's not meditating on the Brahmins. Krishna's not meditating on the rishis. Krishna is meditating on the gopis. And why is Krishna meditating on the gopis? Because the gopis understand actual love for him. Actually, the process of Krishna consciousness is based upon this, is understanding this love. And this love was that the gopis were desiring to give up everything in the service of Sri Krishna, even if they were going to go to hell. It didn't matter, because they understood that Krishna was there. This is the thing. You know, like, if you have a big brother, or your father's there, and you get into some trouble, there's some bully there. When the bully sees your father, or your big brother, then it's really not a problem. So, in this case, the father is a spiritual master who's always looking out for his devotees. This is the reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, because he appeared because he had so much love for the devotees. He could have ended it. He could say that we're all so demoniac, you know, we're doing all so many things in the closet and all the rest of it, that we've failed so many times, and that we're a group of losers. But the wonderful thing about the pure devotee, the real pure devotee, and the wonderful thing about Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda, the Panchatattva, Sri Advaita, and Garada, and Sri Vasudeva, the wonderful thing about them is that they don't see that nature. They only see the nature within us, which is godlike nature, and that godly-like nature is to render service to Krishna. Demoniac nature, I would say, is someone who turns their back on Krishna. A real easy way to understand it. Someone who turns their back on Krishna. Krishna never turns their back on anyone. But when we turn our back on Krishna, then we start doing all kinds of demoniac things because we want to turn our back on Krishna, because we have a desire, because of a false ego, that we have a desire that we want to enjoy in this material world like Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna says that, you know, that those who don't surrender me, I come to them in the form of death. So the real question is that what we really want? In the story of John Harrison, John Harrison, he said that, George Harrison, is that he said that his wife said that when they asked him about what happened when he left his body, and she said, "You can't believe it, it was like a mystical experience." She said, "When he left his body, he didn't need a light in it. The whole room became illuminated. The whole room became illuminated." And actually, I've seen this myself. I've witnessed this myself. Of devotees leaving their body like this. That's the true test. The true test is, it's like a marriage, you know. What's the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not? Commitment. Are you committed to serve Srila Prabhupada? That's the thing. Are you committed to serve your spiritual master? Are you committed to serve the devotees? Are you committed to give the same love? We're in the movement of the Panchatattva of Lord Gauranga. We're in the business of compassion to everyone. First, we must give compassion to ourselves, and then we can give compassion to others. First, we must become more purified ourselves, and then we can train others. Actually, one who sits on Vyasade, on a Vyasa-san, represents Vyasade. Unless you're free from all sinful activities, according to Samana Sanhita, you really shouldn't be sitting on you. But through this chanting process, and because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're able to do these things. I had some experiences from doing Food for Life in Los Angeles, and they sent me down to this park, People's Park, and it was the most dangerous part of the whole city. And I did this for a number of years, more than like 15 years, I did Food for Life. And I remember one day when I went down to the park, they had killed 4 policemen there that day. We got down, we went down in our van and myself, and there was 3 other devotees. And we got out, opened the van, we started to distribute prasad. And I remember putting on Srila Prabhupada's tape. And I remember that that whole atmosphere that was demoniac completely changed. I could actually, you know, I'm not some great devotee or any personality or anything like that, but I could actually see that the power of a pure devotee, the power of a spiritual master, a real spiritual master, of someone who is a Uttama Adhikari. I can actually see the mercy of such a great soul. Because all of these people completely changed. People were listening to Srila Prabhupada and they were dancing. People were listening to Srila Prabhupada and they were chanting Hare Krishna. People were listening to Srila Prabhupada and just listening with their soul. And one time a guy came down here and we didn't have a license. Our license had expired and we were trying to collect money. Actually, I was trying to collect money to continue doing the program. And we went to the park anyhow. And some really big black body guys were there. And this guy came from, who was an inspector, came to the park. And when he came to the park, he was asking about the license and all the rest of these things like this. And these guys, they came, and they were real, shall we say, hooligans, to say the least. They came up to the guy, and they said to him, listen, Gaura Prasad and the devotees have been here for years giving us prasadam, and we trust them. So if you're not here to take any prasad, get out of here and leave them alone. And I remember what he was saying. He said, you should be careful for these people because they're very dangerous. But this is the mercy of the spiritual master. The mercy of the spiritual master is that he can take that demoniac nature and change it to a divine nature. This is what it's all about. Taking that demoniac nature and changing it into divine nature. And what is how to do that? He turns our face back towards Krishna. That's what it's all about. You either turn your face from Krishna or you walk with Krishna. But either way, Krishna's still walking. And if we don't want to do that, we're going to come around after some period of time. You can either come around the easy way. You can be smacked around by the material world so many times, so many illusions, so many people, you know, that you're expecting to do the right thing for you didn't come through, so many disappointments. There is never a disappointment with a pure devotee. There is never a disappointment with Krishna. Krishna is always true. Victory always lies with him. And if we just hold on to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada promised, if we just hold on to his charter, he said that he'll bring us through. I don't know, my boat's been a little shaky, but I'm not jumping off in the ocean. I've been in a typhoon, and I understand what goes on in the ocean in a typhoon. The material world is just like that. It's just a big typhoon. If it gets a little rocky, don't jump off the boat. If you get a little sick because you're seasick, don't jump off the boat. There's some devotee here that will give you some medicine of the holy name. Prasadam, the association, the shastras, these are the pillars of who we are. Is there any questions?
Well,
you have any questions, Karuna? Daimai, you have any questions? Okay, so the bottom line is if we just read Srila Prabhupada's books and we follow what Srila Prabhupada has to say, then we won't have any problems in our life. That's it, you know? And we have to work very hard at it. Because everybody's got some skeletons in the closet. Everyone has some story that they came out like they were pure. The reality is, no. Everybody has some stinky stuff inside of there. Everybody has some dirty laundry. But the dirty laundry becomes clean through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare
Hare, Hare
Rama,
Hare
Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare
Hare. And the more that we chant Hare Krishna, and the more that we try to render service to the devotees, and the more that we remember that, you know, we got a couple of skeletons or a couple of crazies, you know, like a couple of Freddy Kruegers inside of our closets, we're able to keep them in that closet. You know, and convert them through the chanting of the holy name, through prasadam, through Bhagavad Gita, who is non-different from Krishna himself, the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have so many wonderful books and stories about Krishna, and we've had, so much wonderful association. Demigods from the spiritual world are just, they're dying to come down here. Because it's so easy to go back to the spiritual world. So as long as we just follow that process like this, you know, then Srila Prabhupada always used to say, then life will be sublime. And that's it. You know, thank you so much, Hare Krishna.